Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. Please do hit the subscribe button while you're here. I put out three new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artist and discover some new ones as well at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with Scott Ian and Pearl Adey. They're back with their sort of other band called Motor Sister. We're going to be discussing the brand new record called Get Off and how they decided to take the band much further than just as a tribute act to Mother Superior, which is where they started on that first album. Scott's going to tell us about being able to play in a different style compared to his work in Anthrax, and recording a send-up to Kiss with the song Time's Up, while Pearl gets into the mystery artist that she has set her sights on in the song Come For You. This interview also has an adorable cameo from their son, Revel, who also talks about his band Honeybee and their new single, Get Out of My Head. And we'll get an update from Scott about Anthrax's next album and upcoming tour that's happening this year to celebrate their 40th anniversary. So let's get into it. We're talking about Get Off from Motor Sister. It's Kyle Meredith with Scott Ian and Pearl Adey.
Good. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
This record, let me say, is so much fun to listen to. This is the second record that you put out with this version of this band, but it's the first time where it's all new material. And again, let me just throw the congrats right at the beginning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. So what was it like? Because the first album you crutched on the past covers, but this one takes it into the present. It is a new band with new material. What was that process and conversations like? I mean, was this always the plan?
Yeah.
It was a plan always to make another album after the first one. But in terms of writing it, wasn't really much conversation. It just sort of happened organically.
Yeah.
We were all ready.
Point, Jim just sent some riffs over. I think probably some point in 2018, just saying, hey, I think these would be really cool Motor Sister riffs. What do you guys all think? And of course we were all super excited because we always felt like we would do something together because we are all friends. We all hang out together outside of being in a band. Jim plays in Pearl's band, Joey Vera's great friend of ours, Johnny. I mean, we're all like best friends and hang out quite a bit. So we always just kind of figured eventually we'll get the time to get in a room and maybe be a band again. And then when Jim sent riffs, that was the catalyst for the whole thing that, you know, to start moving forward.
So then as you're moving forward, I mean, again, that first record sort of being covers and a tribute to Mother Superior, like how important was it to have the callback to the old band, or was it clean slate?
I think the old band's always just in this sound anyway.
It's Jim.
It's in Jim.
Yeah.
Yes. And Jim was Mother Superior, and all of the rest of us were huge dorky fans of him and his music. So where he goes, we sort of follow, but we all add our own little spice in there.
Yeah, you know, it's obviously a different lineup, and but it's still Jim. And yeah, I Pearl said it. I'm just reiterating, but yeah, it's all him. It's who he is. And he's not just that. I mean, Jim writes songs for lots of different people, whether it's Pearl or Motor Sister or his work with Daniel Lanois or Phil Jones. There's probably more I'm not thinking of. Mm-hmm. But so when he sent those over saying, I think these would be really cool riffs for Motor Sister, like obviously he's listening to him going, well, this wouldn't work for this or this or this or this, but this is that. And so yeah, it was just really exciting to know that he was even thinking about it, you know, at that time. And then that opened the door for us to, I was like, well, should we try and get a rehearsal room and go jam? And everyone said, fuck yeah. And that was it. And that's basically how we started making the record.
What's really refreshing about this, and I almost feel dumb saying it, is that it's a straight ahead rock and roll record. Mm-hmm. Like there's signs of life of that. There's lots of rock, but there's something that's not as common as it used to be just to have a very fun rock and roll record, like sort of no frills. For you all going into that, does it feel different just to be able to say, listen, guys, it's fun. Let's have fun with this, because it shouldn't feel weird, but I feel like it's different.
Or is it, would it be all frills?
All frills.
because that's what it is. It's, you know, to just call back to what I was saying before, is we're all really good friends. We all hang out in some combination or another, like quite a bit when we're home in LA, we're at the Veris house or Jim's at their house, or we're hanging out with John. We're always hanging out.
We're all what we call chosen family.
Yes.
Essentially.
And the fact that we get to be in a band together sometimes, on top of all of that, to me, it's all frills. It's just fun, if that's what that actually means. But yeah, it's just nothing but fun and smiles and laughing and rock. I mean, that's really what it is when we get together.
I think it's totally genuine, which is what you are hearing, yeah. Which is what I think you're talking about, is that it's totally natural.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not try hard. It's just what comes out. You know what I mean? When we're all together and we play together.
Yeah.
You know, we're not trying to make it have a certain sound. It just is that. So yeah. That's what feels so, I guess, like you said, no frills, because it's really just this substance, this, you know, has a lot of substance and feet planted firmly in the ground of, you know, what is rock and roll to us.
Is that where a little bit of coming for you comes from? Because you sound like you're taking your vengeance out on somebody. It sounds like it'd be the people that's doing the exact opposite of what you're talking about here.
Might be right. There's a little bit of that in there. Sometimes, you know, maybe it's a little bit of what I want to say to sometimes, you know, acts who shall not be named. It's that try hard factor that's a little, you know, gets on my nerves sometimes. So maybe I'm going to sing about it.
So without you naming names, obviously, is that to say that you did have someone in mind when you were singing that?
Well, I don't remember.
I have someone in mind when I listen to it.
Oh yeah? Do you want to name names?
many bands, many, many.
Don't name.
I'm not going to name anything, but many bands.
I wouldn't expect that. You know,
if you think the song is about you, you're correct.
It's a good way to put that. Right. Meaning
bands, other bands who may or may not listen to it.
Right, right. It's good for you. You know, I say this only in comparison to like Anthrax. Like, is this a different muscle for you to work out too on the guitar? Because, I mean, we're still in the world of rock and roll, but very different styles of it.
Sure. Of course. Yeah, it's a totally different style of guitar playing. one that's much, honestly, just easier, because it's for two reasons. This is how I grew up playing guitar. In the 70s, when I was learning how to play guitar, this is the kind of music I was playing along to, whether it was AC/DC or Sabbath or Thin Lizzy or the Ramones or the Police, or it was all that kind of stuff. That's how I learned that there was rock music and there was hard rock music. There wasn't heavy metal yet. And also, so it's just right in my wheelhouse as a guitar player, but also it's just technically easier to play. We're not playing at the tempos I play in Anthrax or some other bands. And there's not a lot of palm muting going on. It's more, I'm playing big chords and I'm playing big riffs, and it's just easier. That doesn't mean anyone can, like, people think AC/DC is easy to play. Seemingly, yes, you could play the chords, but can you play it right?
Easier with doesn't feel? Mean lesser than.
Right, exactly. But just from a technical, physical standpoint, it's easier to play the chords to these songs than it is to Anthrax songs. So, yes.
I feel like there are about the close a crossover moments as maybe you get. I was thinking, like, and by the way, I'm really just looking to compliment you guys here. Those twin guitar sound and Rolling Boy Blues put a huge smile just on my face. Awesome. When I got to hear that, you know, the Thin Lizzy, you know, style kind of coming through there. Awesome. But also, I guess a little bit what you're talking about, did I read somewhere like Time's Up? That's a sort of a send up to Kiss. Is that right?
Well, it wasn't meant to be that. It just is that. Like, Jim wrote a song and we started playing it and it's like, well, we kind of understand where this one came from, because it sounded like something off any one of the first, I would say Dressed to Kill, maybe mostly. It sounded like it could have come right from that record, which of course we all loved. So I don't know that he was specifically saying, I'm going to write a tribute song to Kiss, but you know, we're all fans. So I think that just kind of came out. And then I think we went out of our way, certainly with what you guys did vocally in that one little part. We went out of our way to then play up the angle a little bit.
I guess. We recognized it and then we ran with it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Why not?
I say this as a fan, you know, if somewhere down the road you get one of the guys in there from Kiss through the live version, you know, that's just the whole circle gets complete.
Yes.
So
it's a gene.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead, download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I want to say one of my favorite moments that, and maybe the most surprising that I heard in comparison to the other songs, is a song called Sooner or Later. And it took me back to being at the swim pools in the summertime and driving around with the windows down. And I don't know why I keep coming back. The Call, the band The Call, was sort of in my head. Well, but it's so different, I think, on this record. I mean, it's the same band, you can tell, but I love the sound. It's not a power ballad, but it almost veers a little bit right there. And I just, anything you can say about that one, because I cannot stop hitting repeat on it.
Awesome. Good.
I love that song too.
Yeah. I think it might be the best song Jim's ever written.
Wow.
You know, I just think it's such a great song. I always got a more of a Thin Lizzy thing from it.
It definitely shows our deep love for Thin Lizzy.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I agree with you. I think it's an incredible song. And we're just hoping people hear it and people listen to it and people connect with it the same way you are, because we all did when Jim started singing that one day and playing the chords and singing it. And you know, we all kind of look at each other like, holy shit, you know, like, wow, we get to play this song. It's brilliant.
Yeah. As a radio guy, that's my wheelhouse. It's going on the air. It's going to heavy rotation. Well, awesome. It's got people here in Louisville anyway. That's
cool.
Awesome.
And so you guys are going to take this out. What's the tour plans for this year? Is there space for you guys to get out there?
We're trying. Yeah, we're trying. We think we might have a window towards the end of the year where everyone will be available. So hopefully that'll happen. You know, you'd think it would be just that easy to just say, okay, we'll put out a record and go on tour. And we're all very aware of the problem because of the schedules. And we are even playing a festival in May in Florida at the Welcome to Rockville Festival. And Johnny's not drumming there because he's got to be in Europe with the Cult. So a friend of ours is filling in, but that's not something we want to like start doing, you know, regularly. It's the point of Motor Sister is for it to be this band. And so if we have to wait a little bit longer, you know, to make it happen, we will. You know, it's not like everything's different these days. You don't need to just be immediately out on tour, and none of the old rules really matter so much. So, you know, when we can go play shows, we're hoping to be able to do that.
And I know everybody is busy. I mean, I guess all the Anthrax will be on tour this summer. And Pearl, I was wondering too. I mean, are you working on something? Is there a new album in the works for you as well?
I mean, not officially and concretely, but yeah, I'm always working on new songs, and I have some solo dates coming up, which will be fun. Yeah. So yeah, that's something that's always cooking.
Always cooking.
That's what that means. But yeah, if that helps.
Well, and not only that, I mean, you're both busy, and now you have a son that's busy. I was saying that Honeybees Get Out of My Head has been released. Oh, is he around? And this has got to be so great. I mean, I've watched some of the story, which, by the way, I'm in Louisville. There was this great moment of him and the Foo Fighters. I was there. I was in the crowd. Yeah. And what an amazing moment that was.
Yes.
To see that. So.
Play with Foo Fighters.
How you doing?
Good.
As much of a rock star as anyone right now, I should ask you. So Honeybees got their very first, got the brand new single. I don't know if it's the very first, but Get Out of My Head. I mean, what can you tell me about this song? Because what a great one.
Well, it was really just Liam, the guitar player, sent an idea, and then I just came over to his house, and me and Theo and him just worked it out, and here we are today.
Again, the power of rock and roll right there. What's the plans for you guys? Are you working on the full record?
It's already coming out on May 27th.
Okay, all right, so.
And they'll be playing Topanga Days Festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they have a record release performance and show coming up at the Gibson Guitar Showroom on May 27th
in Los Angeles,
the day the record is released.
Are you ready for the jump in the deep end here? I mean, are you ready for the rock star life?
He's already been up in front of 40,000 people playing with the Foo Fighters.
That's what I mean. Like, how do you top that? You know, that's amazing right there. And what an incredible moment. Like I said, I was there. We were yelling so loud for you out there. It was beautiful. So congratulations on your success already.
Thank you.
And let's see. After that, Scott, I didn't ask you about the upcoming tour of the Anthrax. I do want to ask about that really quick too. What's the plan for this one? I mean, yeah, you've got the 40th anniversary in the rear view. What happens next?
Well, we don't really, because we didn't get the tour. So we're doing the 40th anniversary touring in our 41st year. You know, obviously we couldn't go out last year and do it when we wanted to. So we've got this summer run coming up with Black Label and Hatebreed, and we're calling that part of our 40th anniversary. We've got 40th anniversary dates in Europe after that in the fall. And, you know, who knows? I'd like to think this U.S. run with Black Label is going to do pretty well. And maybe we get to do a second run of those dates at some point, you know, early next year. And then I'm sure next year at some point there should be a record, depending on when we get in the studio. So, you know, it's all starting to ramp up again. I'm still, you know, fingers crossed it all doesn't just get thrown in the garbage You know, but I'm being very optimistic that things are moving forward and everyone could go back to work, and meaning we get to go play shows again. And I'm very excited about that.
I hope to see that one too. You all in Black Label. I mean, that's a great bill right there.
I think it should be great. You know, we both definitely bring a different type of metal to the table, which is what I find really interesting in it. It's not just a night of the same type of thing hitting you in the face, you know, all night. It's different types of punches hitting you in the face. And I really like that. There's different dynamics. Certainly the bands are both extremely heavy bands, but so dynamically different, which I think is killer.
And a Riff fan's dream right there to have a double bill like that.
Yeah.
I will be showing up those shows if I can. In the meantime, I also hope that we get to see some live shows with this band right here. And congratulations again on the album, guys. It's so good and so fun.
Thank you. And and we love playing live and with Motor Sister. And when we get to do it, you know, it's super exciting for us because it's so new. So I'm really hoping we get to at least take it around the world, even if it takes us 5 years. But go everywhere at least once, so you know people get a chance to experience it.
And we will be live at the Whiskey A Go Go
May
15th.
Yeah,
awesome. Well, right on. In the meantime, I'll be spinning the record over here, so I'll be taking care of that part at least. So until then, so thank you guys, and thanks for talking about it too.
Yeah, right on.
Thanks.
My thanks to Scott and Pearl. Again, the album from Motor Sister is called Get Off. Big thanks to you as well for checking out the episode before you get out. I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. 3 new ones a week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, YouTube for the video versions, anywhere you get your podcast from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, that's Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, mostly on Twitter, occasionally on Facebook and Instagram, all three of them at Kyle Meredith. I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition of Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time. Consequence Podcast Network.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, Mother Superior, Motor.
Makes sense.
Motor Superior, Mother. All good.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith from Kyle Meredith With. After you check out the latest episode of my show, be sure to check out some of our other great programs on the Consequence Podcast Network, including Standing BTS, a bi-weekly podcast covering all things BTS and ARMY, and The Opus, Consequence's original documentary podcast exploring legendary albums and their lasting legacies. So head to consequence.net to listen to these podcasts and many great others.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.